Hello, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I just thought I would talk to you a little bit, do some sister sharing, and just kind of winging it here because it was like a last minute thought to do an audio. Maybe just send some encouragement, and it's kind of a loud parking lot here. So anyway, I was just going to share with you that I was blessed to be able to encourage a sister today, sister in the Lord. She's going through a lot of hard times. She had some physical tragedies recently that have hindered her, and her husband has been very, very sick and not getting much better, and now it's not looking very good for him. So this has put a lot of trials in her home, and yeah, without going into a lot of details, there's a lot of troubles there. You know, Jesus said that in this life we'll have many troubles, but we're to be of good cheer, and he has overcome the world, John 16:33. And it's kind of easy to say that until you're going through issues. I mean, the words are true, and it's easy to say that, but it's not so easy to always receive some of the words of God that are given to you when you're filled with maybe troubles and trials and pain and distractions, lots of things going on. And I encouraged her because so much is going on. It was making her weak, and she realized that she needed a little help. So she called, shared what was going on. And we sisters stay in touch, you know, the best that we can, however the circumstances go. And I was so thankful to be able to encourage her, because when she called, she was crying. And by the time she was done, she had a little laughter with joy in it. She was filled with the joy of the Lord. And during the conversation, she said something. She said two words that can mean a lot. She said, "I just have to learn how to turn away." She said, "I've been turning away." So those words kind of stuck in my mind, turn away. And we have to do that a lot as sister soldiers of Christ, you know, because we're talking about her life, our life, Brother James. We know a lot of saints who have gone through a lot of the same things. 1 Peter 5:9 talks about how the saints around the world are suffering many of the same afflictions, you know, because Satan, in verse 8, Satan's a roaring lion, you know. He can use all these people and circumstances to bring us down. And so as we go through this life and we have to deal with people that ignore the truth, trample it, don't want to listen, all the above, you know, sometimes you can get really tired and go, what's the point? But we got to be careful doing that, because now we're walking in the flesh. And so there are times in our lives we do have to be able to turn away. It doesn't mean you know, if people are in your life that you have to take care of, or you're under their headship or something, doesn't mean that you just like turn away and ignore them. But what you do is you turn away in your heart and you cut that off, and you live more in the spirit than the flesh. And I thought I would read, oh, let me get my note up here. Jesus said in Matthew 10:35-38, "For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me." And we talked about the concept of not loving the people in this world more than God. And we also talked about the wisdom of knowing that it's okay to have sorrow for people, but then there comes a time where it needs to be done with and moved on. Because if we're so sorrowful over some people in our lives that it hinders us and it weakens us, then we may have put them up as an idol. And I was going to read 1 John 5:21. It says, "Little children, keep yourselves from idols." Amen. And we may not always realize what an idol is. And it's things that get between us and God that can stumble us. And Satan is forever coming after us, trying to help us prop up those idols without us even knowing it. And family, friends, children, grandchildren, loved ones can become idols in the way that you're not worshiping them, but they have so much influence on your flesh and your heart that it hinders you. It removes the joy and the peace that the Lord has given us. So going back to that turn away part, you know, we were talking about how in our hearts we have to be able to turn away from people. And I told her, I said, you know, we have to be like strangers in this world, because we are. We're new creations here. We don't belong here anymore. And we're servants. So what we need to do, walking in the spirit and not the flesh, when we're entwined in our lives with people who are not serving the Lord and you have no other options and they're under your care, or like I said, you know, maybe they're your headship and stuff, and you have to deal with these people closely, you have to go to the Lord and have Him help you lay them down, give them over to Him. And we also talked about partiality. And how we got to be very careful. We're not practicing partiality. As Brother James and I go out in the world, we see these religious people who claim to love God. And the Bible says if you love God, you love your brother. And if you don't love your brother, you don't have God. And we're not seeing the love of the brethren out there with these people. Many of them have the fruit of false converts. But they certainly love their own. In fact, Brother James actually talked to some Anabaptists. He said, you all love your own, but when we come to try to talk to you, you don't show love to us. And they were like, they were young, a young couple. They're like, yeah, they were nodding their head. They see it. So what we need to do in this partiality thing is, Brother James said this to me when I was going through a hard time too, losing our grandchildren that I was very close to. For the fact of being able to have much time to share truth with them. And then when they're very young, when they were ripped out from us because my daughter hates the truth, she became a vengeful enemy and removed them from us ever having to speak to or have any contact with them, maybe someday when they're older. But what Brother James said is, you know, we do have sorrow. Of course we do. We're human, but we got to know how to rightfully use it and when enough is enough, and we need to put things down. So practicing partiality, think about this, sisters. It's easier said than done, but it's something we better be real careful about, very careful about, and find a way to get that balance of dealing with these people that we love, but not loving them more than any other neighbor. Doesn't the Bible say we're supposed to love God and love our neighbor? Well, everybody is our neighbor. So if we're going to allow people that we know that we're close to hinder us in our walk, make us cry, tear our hearts out, make our life stop, be distracted, and it goes on and on, we're practicing partiality. Because I can almost guarantee, and I know I've done an audio on this before, and I'm talking about it now because it's a recent situation with a sister, and maybe somebody else is going through something again. It's always good to have reminders. But would we allow ourselves to be so distressed and so upset and so torn apart if somebody across town was dying or trampled the blood of Christ or said they hate us or treated us really bad because of Christ? I don't think so. Most of us don't. It's because we have that emotional tie. And we just read that Jesus came to separate. He came to call us out from among them. And I got news. We were talking. I said, you know, 99% of the people I know are probably going to perish in their sins. Jesus said few. And I told her the same thing also. So we have to make sure that as we're walking through this life, even though we deal with people and we love them, we got to make sure that we put them in the rightful place within our hearts. Because another thing, going back to the turning away, I said, you know, sometimes we can be so busy within things, and her taking care of a very sick husband when she's having very many physical issues herself. And I've done elderly care before, and I know the work that it entails. And there's all kinds of, she's got to do paperwork and all kinds of phone calls and doctors and this and that. And it was really weighing her down. And I said, you've got to stop to make time. And I said, let's look at this viewpoint. And when I talk to sisters, it's for me as well. You know, there are times we become so overwhelmed with things And we know we need to take some time, right? We need to stop and take some time. Well, if we say, I need some time, it's really easy to put it off and put it off and put it maybe later, maybe in an hour, maybe when I get this done, right? But if we say, I need to stop and give God some time, now all of a sudden we're putting a higher purpose on this. Because ultimately, if we give God some time, not just some time, he's always getting our time, but to be able to stop and focus and go to the Lord, it's giving it to him. We praise him. And when we turn away from things in our heart, physically, literally, maybe having to turn away and leave a conversation between other people, and even if they're making bad decisions or whatever, when we turn away, and it's so overwhelming, we should do this anyway all the time, remember what Christ did. And that he came for us. And what's waiting for us. Satan's going to use all these things in our lives to diminish the blood of Christ that is so precious to us, that washed us clean from our sins. The God of the universe came in the flesh. The Word made flesh came and died so that he may redeem his people to himself. A called out ecclesia. Holy, godly sisters you are, if you're truly striving in him and if you're born of him and have the Holy Spirit in him. Remember, we're not of this world, this earth. The Bible says that we are not to love this, hold on a second. All right, we're in the parking lot, a little bit of distraction. I'm going to get back to not loving this world. James 4:4, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. And not saying that we can't love people in our lives who are our neighbors because we're supposed to. But we got to be careful we're not loving them more than we love God, putting them as an idol and allowing their influence to steal our peace and steal our joy. Because isn't there a contrast when Jesus said we're supposed to hate our mother or father? Otherwise, we're not worthy of him. Not literally hate, because we're supposed to love people, but the comparison should be so little. So as we sisters go about our jobs as foreigners and strangers, zealous for good works, to do holy, godly, obedient works unto the Lord, what we need to remember is we're not of this world, and that we need to look at everybody with that same love. And God can help us do it. We have to lay it down, let him have it, let him work in our heart. I told a sister, and she knows it too because she's seen it in her life, I guarantee 100% that if you go to the Lord and ask him to help you lay down whatever it is you need to get rid of and help him protect your heart, that he will. And we know this, and she's seen it. I know you sisters have too. Sometimes it's just easy to forget, to get wrapped up, and sometimes we don't want to let go. We don't want to turn away, but we have to. So anyway, sisters, just sharing some thoughts and some good things that we can remind ourselves with, some encouragement, some strength, maybe hearing that story, knowing what the sister's going through. It's not looking good for the outlook, but we don't know. We just take one day at a time. That's another thing us sisters talk about. Worry about what's in today. Don't be worried about all those other days, because you got a lot of hours in this day to get through, and you don't want Satan muddying it all up and taking our focus off Christ, because we need to turn away and turn to Christ. Amen. Praise God. All right. Love you, sisters. Hold fast. May God be praised.